Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday after the Epiphany, Year B. Our readings for today, Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 and verse 10, Psalm 62, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29 to 31, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verses 12 to 40. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is mighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for the third Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God's Call, Our Response. God's Call, Our Response. There is a children's prayer that says, God has no hands but our hands. God has no feet but our feet. God has no heart to show love in the world but ours. It is a truth that God acts in the world through God's people. God acts in the world through us. God calls and we are to respond. However, for various reasons, we do not always respond as God would like. If we are to be faithful disciples of Christ in today's reality, we need to understand the things that influence our response to God's call. Our Old Testament lesson today from the book of Jonah gives us some insights into some of the ways and reasons for our response to God's call. Jonah is a prophet of Israel. He lived in a time when the powerful nation of Assyria was a constant threat to Israel's sovereignty. The prophets Hosea and Amos had declared that God would see Assyria as an instrument of punishment against Israel. Therefore, any patriotic Israelite would want the Assyrians to be destroyed. However, God had other plans. God called Jonah to go to Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria, with a divine message. Jonah in his heart wanted nothing good for the people of Nineveh. Their destruction would please him. However, he knew that God is a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. He was certain that if the inhabitants of the city were responsive to his message, God would spare them. Jonah did not want them to be spared. He wanted them to be punished, to be destroyed. Jonah received God's call to go to Nineveh boarded a ship for Tarshish, which was in the opposite direction. And we are all familiar with his story. There was a storm. The passengers on the vessel feared for their lives. Jonah confessed that he was the source of the calamity and the sailors eventually accepted his suggestion to throw him overboard. Jonah was swallowed by a great sea creature and remained in its belly for 3 days, after which he was spewed out upon dry land. Then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time. Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I will tell you. Jonah chapter 3, verse 2. Jonah set out from Nineveh, a journey that would have taken about a month. There he preached with power. 40 days more, he said, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth as a sign of their repentance. The king of Assyria also responded and issued a royal decree that everyone should fast and put on sackcloth and turn from their evil ways. As a result, God changed God's mind, and the punishment that would have fallen upon the city was no more. This displeased Jonah, and in his anger, he asked God to take his life. Jonah did not understand the extent of God's mercy and God's love. God loved all people, even the Assyrians. When the prophet Jeremiah was called by God to be a prophet to the nations, he complained, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6. God's response was, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth." Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. God has some task for each of us to do in the context of making disciples of all nations in today's world. We must be aware that God calls us to a special task in this life. We are called from the womb to fulfill God's plan for us. By our baptism, God has equipped us with the Holy Spirit, who has given us gifts to enable and empower us for our special task. God has chosen, God has called, God has equipped. What, therefore, should be our response? We need to be aware that, like Jonah, the task that God has set out for us does not necessarily match our desire. However, we must be aware that God's knowledge, wisdom, and love is infinitely greater than ours. The adage, "God knows best," should guide us to make the decision to follow God's way rather than our way. We must also be aware that when God calls, we could, as the saying goes, run, but we cannot hide. One writer describes God as the hound of heaven. God pursues us and will catch up with us. However, God always gives us a choice. We are called to fulfill the petition we pray every time we say the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As true disciples of Christ, we are to submit to God's will and be an instrument in the fulfillment of that petition that we pray so often. Remember, fortunately for us, God is a God of second chances. When we refuse to respond to God's call, God will not give up on us. God will give us another chance to respond. In fact, in mercy and love, God will give us several opportunities to change our mind. Pray that we will have the wisdom to do so. In essence, our dilemma in our response to God's call is preparation and surrender. Our preparation must include a knowledge and understanding of and love for God. We must believe that God is love, and what God desires is best for us and for God's people. We have to surrender our will to God's will and allow God to use us as instruments of God's peace and love in the world. Our gospel from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20, describes the response of Simon Peter, his brother Andrew, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, to the call of Jesus to follow him. Mark tells us they left everything and followed him. They were prepared by John the Baptist. They were able to respond immediately, without hesitation, without doubt, without fear, to the call of Jesus. As parents, as adults in the church, we have to respond, we have the responsibility to prepare the children, the young people, by our words and example, to enable them to respond whenever God calls. We have to prepare them to fulfill God's plan and purpose for them and for God's people. Let us pray, therefore, that we will so come to know and love God, that as God calls us, sometimes to seemingly impossible tasks, a task that may not be the same as our desire for ourselves and others, we will be able to respond like the first disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. We are able to respond immediately. Immediately they left what they were doing and followed him. Such faith, such love. And so we pray, give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works. Amen. Let us pray. For a clearer vision of the work you have set before us, and for a better understanding of your gospel, Lord, direct us. For a deeper commitment in your service, and a deeper love for all your children, Lord, direct us. For a fresh understanding of the task before us, and for a sense of urgency in our proclamation, Lord, direct us. For a greater respect and acceptance among Christians of different traditions, and for a common goal in evangelism, Lord, direct us. Amen. O Lord, you have called us to be your witnesses to all nations. Have mercy on us who have known your will but failed to do it. Cleanse us from unbelief and sloth, and fill us with hope and zeal, that we may do your will and bear your cross and bide your time and finally see your glory, with the Father and the Holy Spirit are one God, world without end. Amen. Lord of light, shine on us. Lord of peace, dwell in us. Lord of might, succor us. Lord of love, enfold us. Lord of wisdom, enlighten us. Then, Lord, let us go out as your witnesses in obedience to your command to share the good news of your mighty love for us in the gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Most merciful Father, you have called us to be a caring church, reflecting in our lives your infinite care for us, your children. Help us to fulfill our calling and to care for one another in an unselfish fellowship of love, and to care for the world around us in sharing with it the good news of your love and serving those who suffer from poverty, hunger, and disease. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace this day and forevermore. Amen. And we pray, Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light of light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the River Jordan, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. May God, by the power that turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, transform your lives and make glad your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And we wish you a very productive and rewarding week. We pray that you will follow the regulations, and please be safe. Amen.